No one died when the Echo Mountain Complex fire swept through parts of Lincoln County last month, but the inferno destroyed hundreds of homes and touched countless lives. Now that the flames are out, locals are trying to figure out what comes next. KLCC's Chris Lehman reports.
You don't have to go far from David Gomberg's house to see the impact of the Echo Mountain fire.
We're just pulling out of the driveway. You can see the charred property right across the street.
Gomberg says his neighborhood that stretches along a rural road just north of Lincoln City was hit hard.
A third of the houses are gone. Completely gone.
Gomberg is a state lawmaker who represents the area in the Oregon House. He says he and his wife fled the advancing fire as the sun came up on the day after Labor Day.
Susie and I stopped right before we walked out the door, and I reached into the cabinet, I pulled out a bottle, I poured two glasses. And we toasted a million memories of the home that we had lived in for 30 years. And then we closed the door and left. And the flames were coming over the hillside behind us.
Gomberg says when you live on the coast, you're always thinking about potential disasters, just not this kind.
We think about earthquakes and tsunamis. That's what we prepare for. And this event caught us by surprise.
The cause of the Echo Mountain fire is still unknown, but it was driven by the same hot east wind that caused so much devastation in other parts of Oregon. While Lincoln County avoided any loss of life or serious injuries, officials say nearly 300 homes were destroyed, including dozens of mobile homes. And it's in a region that had a housing crunch to begin with, County Council Wayne Belmont told the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners.
There's no more significant challenge, I think, than the housing situation. It was already a challenge in Lincoln County.
It's a challenge that's on the radar of FEMA. The federal agency has been working with the Red Cross to find housing for people who lost their homes.
We try to keep people in their community. That's ideal.
FEMA spokesperson Jan Tracy says many evacuees are staying in hotels or with relatives. The agency is considering other options until homes can be rebuilt. But with rental property already in high demand, all options are on the table, including so-called FEMA trailers. Tracy says that's not as easy of a solution as it might seem.
It's not a fast remedy to an immediate problem because you have to have sewage lines, gas lines, electric lines. You can't just move a trailer, so to speak, in and dump it on the property.
Back in the fire zone, David Gomberg marvels at how much his neighborhood has been transformed.
Total devastation up here. What's remarkable to me is the right-hand side of the street is gone. And the left-hand side of the street is not.
After 10 days of uncertainty,
we believed our house was gone.
Gomberg and his wife were allowed to return. He says a wave of relief swept over them.
But there's also a wave of guilt that comes in that says, my house is still standing and so many of my neighbors aren't. I mean, we came into the house. The two glasses were still sitting on the table. We had another toast to our good fortune, and then immediately went up the hill to see what we could do to help our neighbors that weren't nearly as fortunate.
The flames came within 100 feet of Gomberg's house and burned up trees and vegetation on about half his property. But he says his family's experience pales compared to the people in his community who lost everything. For KLCC News, I'm Chris Lehman in Lincoln City.